Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, October 4th, 2015. I am your host and spiritual wellness coach. My website is Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, Life, L-I-F-E, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina.love and the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and to promote your life's purpose and your business in the healing arts, I would love to talk with you. Also, if you'd like to hear a certain topic or if you have any questions, I can be reached at Lotus Life, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Today's topic is the story of an herbalist, and our guest is Jennifer Hutchinson. Years ago, Jennifer adopted the therapeutic ways of ancient African indigenous people, and how they use the earth for healing and renewal as a natural supplement to health. And today, Jennifer will share how you can benefit. Jennifer presently resides and works in North Carolina with her inspiring business and practice, Synaby Botanicals in Charlotte, where she assists patients regionally and internationally. Her academic background is extensive in biology, anatomy, physiology, natural and botanical medicine. She specializes in nutritional and botanical approaches to assisting patients with getting their bodies back into balance. This includes digestive and colon health, hormones, restoring and building the immune system, and more. Jennifer, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Katina. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, can you pronounce your business name again, the name of your practice? Did I say it right?
It's Synaby Botanicals. Yeah, Synaby comes from the word that's part of a phrase that's an ancient Kemetic phrase. It's Ankhu Jaseneb, and it means life, prosperity, and health. And so that name really resonated with me, and so I decided to call my business Synaby Botanicals, meaning healthy botanicals, healthy herbs. And it's coming from a very ancient practice of our indigenous ancestry.
That is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're an herbalist. What type of herbalist are you?
Mm-hmm.
I know you just said botanicals and this and that.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it is. An herbalist is exactly that. It's someone who uses herbs for healing and knows about herbs, learns herbs, and uses them properly. And but I consider myself more of a community herbalist. So with that, I serve my community, and I serve my Black community first and foremost, because we're the ones who need this help. We are it's so important for Black healers to be available to our people. I help people, mostly women. I work with mostly women to help them bring their bodies back into balance, like you said. And so I use herbs. I help them understand what herbs are necessary for them, how to prepare them, and education about herbs as well. I also use nutrition. So I help them to, transition into a better eating habit, and better eating, more nutritional foods and superfoods and things like that. But I also do mindset work, so things like meditation, affirmations, visualization, belief systems, and things like that. So I kind of do a holistic approach. I do exercise and things like that too, but I focus on those three things the most. But it is a more holistic approach. And my, like you said, my specialty is in the digestive system. But even broader than that, I would say it's more hormonal balance, stress control, nutrition. All those things are so tightly intertwined. It's crazy.
Right.
And so that is what I really focus on. Yeah. Because healing your poor digestion will really change your quality of life more than people really realize. That's how we get nutrients. So it's going to help power the rest of your body and make you feel, if we keep depriving ourselves of the the quality nutrients that we need, we can't get to that greater potential, that highest potential of our all aspects of our life. So that's what I do.
Okay. That's awesome. And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think that, oh, I just need to get, you know, it's just about my body. But like you were saying, it's your mindset, it's your belief system. I like how you said you incorporate meditation and affirmations, because all that is all necessary for natural healing. It's body, mind, and spirit. It's not one without the other. And that's something that people need to really realize. So what led you to become an herbalist?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but it kind of just happened. It happened pretty quickly for me, and now I'm just like rolling with it. I love it. But my background is totally different. I hold a bachelor's in biology. So my path was more pre-med. I was going down the track of becoming a dentist. And I also have a master's in biology and another master's in physiology, which was supposed to be a PhD, but that didn't work out, so I took a master's. And I also have a certification in college teaching, so I also do teaching and education as well. And basically, I was just, you know, on, like I said, on the path to becoming a medical doctor or dentist. Then I started to do some research on myself and the sicknesses and things that I was going through. During my first master's, I took a course called Mechanisms of Disease, and I learned about how the body can heal itself. And that just really opened my eyes, you know, to the processes that are already there within our bodies that are happening, whether you know it or not, and whether you do anything or not about it, it's going to happen. You know, just like when you cut yourself, or when, you know, there's so many different things happening in our body as we speak right now that is healing. You know, we have that ability to do that, and that's under optimal conditions, you know. So when we do have illnesses, I started to think, well, when illnesses come about, we're not, you know, we do have to deal with it. And so I thought, well, what is the most natural way? If we can naturally heal ourselves, but there has to be another natural way that we can help that healing process. And so I started to look into indigenous practices and our ancient ancestry and try to understand, you know, how they did things. And basically where that came from, their healing ability came from the earth. They were speaking to the earth, listening to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, using herbs. And so then that's got into herbalism, and I started to do more research on my own. And I said, well, let me go ahead and get a certification in this, because this is something that I would see myself actually doing and practicing in the future. So I became a certified clinical master herbalist a few years ago, and that's kind of where it went. That's the short version of how I got to this point.
That is really awesome. So when it comes to herbs, like, I know there's, like, different forms of herbs. I know you can get it, like, dry herbs. You can get it in a tincture. You can get it in an oil. Which part of the herb, or should I say which form of the herb is more potent, and which one do you recommend using?
You mean which type of technique, like preparation?
Or which type, or like the herbal tea where you can, you know, herbs where you make teas out of them, the herbs in the tincture, or the herbs as an oil.
Those are all different preparation techniques. So you can use, so herbs come in different forms, you know, the medicinal part of that plant. It's just a plant like anything else, like a lettuce or a beet or whatever. That's basically what it is too, but there's different parts of the plant. Leaves, roots, stems, berries, whatever, nuts, all those different things have different, different components have different medicinal qualities to them. And so you can split that up and categorize a lot of herbs that you probably have heard of in like traditional medicine, like Chinese medicine or African medicine. A lot of them are roots. For example, roots of a particular plant are usually best boiled, what we call a decoction. And so they're simmered in some water and then used the day. So that's, you know, our basic tea. And then leaves and stems of the plant can be just steeped in a little bit of water, like a tea bag, like if you had a tea bag, so that kind of preparation. So there's different preparation techniques, and I do have a class that I teach on herbalism and introducing that to people, and I do an online class where I talk about things like that. But the best, I think, technique out of all of them is one that you said, which is a tincture, because with mm-hmm. that formulation, you're getting a very concentrated amount, or getting a very concentrated medicine from the herb. And mm-hmm. you're getting, it's both alcohol and water. So you're getting both mm-hmm. of the chemicals that are part of the plant that are, that can dissolve in both alcohol and water. But yeah, so there's different ways and different pros and cons to every different technique.
Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between using the tincture that is with alcohol versus the one without the alcohol? Is there any difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, everything is, all these things are chemicals. And mm-hmm. with that, there's different energies too. But chemicals, you know, some chemicals can dissolve better in water. Some can dissolve in alcohol. Some can dissolve better in oil. And so, mm-hmm. you know, like oil and water wouldn't mix very well. So you want to dissolve oil with oil. And so mm-hmm. that's like the science of herbalism, really. But you can make some tinctures if you don't want to deal with the alcohol. And we're talking about grain alcohol, like vodka or rum or something. If you don't want to deal with that, you can make herb tinctures using vinegar, for example. You can do vinegar because it's a similar type compound, right? Because when you have a wine, we just went to a wine tasting like 2 weeks ago. So this is the only reason why I know this.
Yeah.
But when you have a wine, I would never know this. but you have a wine and you pop the bottle and you drink a little bit of it, and then if you don't drink all of it, it'll actually become vinegar after a few years. I don't know how long it takes to happen, but that's a similar process that occurs, the fermentation process. And so that's what we're kind of talking about, is in chemistry you have a solvent, and so things can dissolve into that, and so herbs can, their medicinal properties can dissolve differently or similarly in alcohol and in vinegar. You can also do glycerin. There's some other things that you can do as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the
wonderful.
The difference really is just chemical wise and what you're trying to get out of that herb. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful. So we were talking earlier about the body becoming balanced and how the body's ability to heal itself. So does it matter what type of imbalance a person has, whether it's a headache or cancer? Does it really matter what that imbalance is, or if they need to balance their hormones, or if they have diabetes or whatever it is, or high blood pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Does it really matter what that imbalance is? Does the body go through mm-hmm. the same process to heal all any of those?
Mm.
Does it really matter?
I think it does matter mm-hmm. because energy, when your body is trying to heal, like you said, a headache versus maybe, I don't know, colon cancer or something, I would, mm-hmm. I mean, the energy that is being directed, your energy is being redirected to certain areas of your body. And yes, your body as a whole, but, you know, the weight, there are certain enzymes and certain cells that are only in certain parts of your body, and so those are going to be mm-hmm. activated, those are going to be used. And so it's when it comes down to the very minute processes that are involved, then those might be the same, yes, but mm-hmm. when it comes to like the organs that are involved and the the tissues that are doing the processes, of course they're different. But the blood, blood being rushing to these areas, bringing immune cells to these areas, they're going to do the same thing to help you heal, in these inflammatory processes and things like that. But I think it does, it does matter overall, because you want to, with your mind, the choices that you make on how you want to heal yourself, you want to focus on that organ or that area of your body energetically as well. So, you know, so you do need to think of it as, okay, I need to deal with this and focus on it. Hope that answers it.
Yeah, sure. Awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to shift a little bit. So we're talking about energy here. Everything's energy. What is your take on natural wellness as it relates to spirituality?
Mm-hmm. So like I was saying before, you have to make up your mind. I believe that healing naturally is a spiritual practice. You know, it involves you making up your mind to heal yourself and to that is part of the healing practice as well, is making up your mind. So I think that is where the spiritual connection comes in, when your mind and body and spirit are in line. But then when it comes to herbs, you know, to answer the question, the mindset work is really a big component of herbalism and using herbs in your healing, and the spiritual aspect of herbs as well, because you definitely have to believe in first that you can heal from this herb. The herbs themselves will be less likely to work for you if you don't really believe in them and you're not spiritually connected to them. The herbs may be working for you, but you more than likely won't actually see them manifest unless you are being connected to them and spiritually and emotionally. And we also need to do like meditations and visualizations of watching or seeing or, you know, experiencing the herbs working. So, you know, the healing can occur almost tenfold.
Right.
Start to do that kind of work. And so that's part of the spiritual aspect of it too. And, you know, there's so much, and I talk to my clients about this, there's so much negative energy and negative vibrations that are bombarding us all the time. And so protecting ourselves is also really important when it comes to spirituality and natural healing, protecting yourself and, you know, using your mind to do that, using your spirituality to do that, I think is really important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so in meditation, this is very, very, very important, and, you know, prayer and, you know, more so like for me, I'll just use myself for an example. It's like a ritual type of thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And rituals are really great. It's nothing negative about rituals. Our ancestors did rituals, you know, when they worked with herbs. And, you know, they incorporated everything, mind, body, spirit. You know, they prayed, they meditated, they chanted, they danced even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they beat the drums even. When they were having, like, you know, ceremonies. They had ceremonies and they would have the herbs and they would, you know, serve each other or what have you. They would even sometimes have bonfires, you know, and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, you know, our ancestors did this. This is nothing new, right? It's just that in the Western culture, we're just really, you know, starting to embrace it more. And I know that there are some cultures that have been doing it in the, you know, Western culture. I know, like, the Indians, you know, Native Americans, they've been, you know, doing it for forever, you know, right here in the United States. And many other cultures that you may not hear about. So it's just a matter of educating oneself, you know, and working with you as an herbalist, as well as, you know, researching, and because I'm a researcher, I've been researching for more than 12 years about herbs, and there's always something new to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And just from here speaking with you, I've learned some things, you know? So, it's, you know, just really need to be educated and self-aware and open, like you were saying, to this knowledge, to this ancient knowledge. You know, it's just very important. Because we need to take our health in our own hands. We are the ones who are responsible. You know, heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Heal thyself. You know, we heal ourselves. So it's really our responsibility. So can you share some of the benefits, you know, the benefits of working with you as an herbalist?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, started out with doing like one-on-one consultations. When I first started being the herbalist and learning all about herbs, I was just so fascinated by the herbs. I was just in love with them. I still am, but that was like my whole mindset. Like I was just like, I'm going to just tell everybody about these wonderful herbs and they're going to love them too. And they're going to take them and there won't be any problems. Like they'll just heal and we'll just see a beautiful result. That wasn't the case. when I first started out, I was doing one-on-one consultations. They were an hour. And I was giving so much information that people were just like, oh my God, it's just too much. I mean, they didn't say this to me. My testimonials were always, she's so knowledgeable. She's the most knowledgeable person. I was like, okay, I love that. Thank you. I think that means I'm giving you too much. So I decided to do a 6-month wellness program. And with that, I feel like I could serve my clients better. Because I wasn't serving their needs during the one-hour thing. I also noticed that, like, after speaking at a seminar, that people want advice on how to live healthy. They don't really, you know, people love the fact that they're using herbs and doing it naturally. They take on that practice slowly, but they really want to know how they can live healthy. And so I developed these programs to help people tackle their concerns, basically master their health. And, you know, as me as their guide to do that. And then, you know, as their guide with understanding the herbs and how they work. So each day, I'll just tell you a little bit about the program that I have. Each day I send out to my clients affirmations directly to their phone so they can see that every day and be reminded of their health goals and everything. I give them herb formulas. And, you know, teach them and talk to them about how to use them properly, doing the formulation or doing the techniques that we were talking about, tinctures or decoctions and things like that. And there are especially blended formulas that I make especially for that person because, like we said before, what I do when it comes to intention, you do need to intend anything. I intend on the herbs. When I formulate them, I intend them. I speak and I program them so they can help that person individually. And that's why I like the program better because I'm able to understand that person needs more and I'm able to create a better formula for them as well. And then we do the nutrition part too. So I do like a food diary that includes emotional eating assessment. And, you know, we do a food diary at the beginning and at the end of our calls. Or at the beginning of the program, and I also do weekly clarity calls with them. And so then we go over what the health goals are, and we make action steps for that week for that goal. And so it's a really great program. I'm talking about it because I haven't really introduced it. I have a few clients now, but I haven't really introduced it. And so you're like the first one telling the world about. So. And I think it's really working and people are really being accepting of it and really enjoying it, especially the affirmations every day and the clarity calls because it really helps people stay on track. I'm like their accountability partner. And then, you know, doing it naturally is the best way and using the botanicals is really the best way. So that's what I have to offer. And I also do group coaching where it's basically all of those things, but also since I started my own business, I know how stressful and crazy it can be. I've learned so much about how to do websites, how to do, how to do social media and all these different things. So I do group coaching as well for women who want to take their side hustle and basically create a business that they can run and be happy and fulfilled with. So I also do that as well.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's so awesome. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to share? Just say if someone wanted to try some calming tea or maybe after a stressful day at work, they can come home and unwind. Is there anything that you would recommend to them? Like they can just go to Kroger and pick up or wherever, any herbal store or...
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I always recommend chamomile, peppermint, anything that's very soothing and relaxing, even if you are like me and know that you are, well, I'm a Cancer and I'm very emotional. You know, if you know about Cancers, they're very motherly,
right.
Emotional.
I am
and
too.
They have more. Oh, okay. Well, you already know what I'm about.
Yeah.
But
we're sensitive.
But you're that kind of.
And very.
Yeah, very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive to energy, pick up on people's vibes like right away.
Yep. Just, yeah, things like that. But then, like, not the medical side of it, but the other side of it, too, is we're very wet-natured, cold, water. We're kind of like water imbalance, like, a little bit, because I dealt with candida and too much mucus issues and those type of things. And so if you're like that, I would recommend doing, like, cayenne lemon water in the mornings. I'm sure people have heard of taking lemon water in the morning, first thing, a little bit of warm water with lemon in it. One of my good friends, Lenita, I don't know if she's listening, but she also recommended doing lemon essential oils or any type of citrus essential oils in your water. You could do lemon or orange, just a few drops in your water in the morning. Definitely do the therapeutic grade, though. But stuff like that will help to get your system going with people that have, like I said, very kind of cold nature, cold hands, kind of wet disposition, then cayenne is always really good that you can just get, you know, from the grocery store and just put a little bit in your water. Ginger is also amazing for people, you know, as I said before, with poor digestion. A lot of those types of issues kind of manifest if you're that kind of constitution. So those type of things are great that you can just get from the grocery store. And like I said, chamomile and peppermint are also great for just relaxing and getting some, you know, some R&R.
Oh, absolutely.
Helping.
You were mentioning essential oils. Absolutely. And you were mentioning essential oils. I know I have a collection of them myself. And another thing that's good, too, is to actually, you can rub the essential oils topically on your body.
Yeah.
You know, you can put in the vital flex points, you know, the temples, the top of the crown of your head, your throat, you know, which is where your thyroid is. You can put it on your wrist, you know, inside your wrist and just kind of rub. And I even rub, you know, certain oils over my kidneys, you know, like lemon, peppermint. You can rub it on your belly, your stomach, you know, rub it over your liver and things like that, you know, just kind of do a circular motion from the top to the bottom, you know, around your navel. That's kind of what I do. And it's very therapeutic. It's very calming. You know, the oil is very calming, relaxing, and they soothe ailments as well. They help.
Yep.
Because they are herbs and flowers and bushes and trees and shrubs. So they're very effective. They're very effective. You know, like you're saying, make sure they're therapeutic. Great. So important. So can you share how to reach you? And
Definitely.
Too, can you tell the dates about your classes, when your classes are coming up?
Yes. So I do have a class coming up. It's the 6-week Holistic Digestive Wellness course. It's an intensive course for 6 weeks. And intensive, don't be scared of that word. It just means that we're going to be going into a lot of things that you are probably curious about and love to hear about and learn about. We're talking about food choices. We're talking about the digestive system. We're talking about how the digestive system can manifest into different diseases such as eczema, such as alopecia, such as depression. We're going to go into a lot of all that stuff. It starts on October 13th, so almost a week from Tuesday. And I'm doing it in conjunction with Indigenous Remedies. They're another herbalist certification program, and they're awesome. I love them. And she invited me to come on board and do a course with them. And so that starts October 13th. I also have other courses that I do. I do have an herbalism course that I offer on my own website at senebtischool.com. That's SENEBTI, and then the word school.com. So senebtischool.com. Courses are up there. So my plant medicine course and the digestive wellness course are on senebtischool.com. And then I also have a free 5-day mindset course. So this is for people who know how to be healthy or know, you know, about being healthy and the benefits of it, but don't really know and have the discipline to do it and the mindset to do it. And so this is just a 5-day email course. You get an email every for 5 days on different aspects. One of them is interesting. You talk about doing rituals a lot. You know, doing some mindset rituals can help with that. So that's in there. All this is at my website at SyneptiBotanicals.com. I also do a show on Saturdays, similar to your show, but on herbs and about health and herbal healing with a, I would say, Black Conscious Pan-African Perspective. It comes on NubiaHoodRadio.com, and it's called the Herbal Intellect Show, and I do that. I've been doing that show for a long time. I've gotten some really great people on there as guests. Yeah, so that comes on Saturdays, and so it's not a course, but it's more information for you.
But definitely check
out the definitely do the digestive wellness course, because I'm actually preparing a lot. I was working on a lot of it today, and it's going to be a really wonderful course. I can't really explain all of what we're talking about. We're talking about metabolism, about obesity, about like different types of eaters, how people are different types of eaters, and how we can fall into these different categories of eating habits and how we can bring ourselves out of that. Like, I'm really going into deep on that, and it's really going to be a great course.
Awesome.
So that starts a week from Tuesday.
Yeah. That is so awesome. I'm actually going to visit your website as well, because I am interested in taking some of those courses also. So thank you so much. Can you share, would you like to share your email and or your phone number?
Yes, my phone number is 803-272-8416, 803-272-8416, and my email is info@SyneptiBotanicals.com.
Wonderful.
And,
Okay, great. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for coming on the show today,
Thank you.
All the great information. We'll have to have you come back on again sometime soon in the near future.
Yes, I would love to. I'd love to have you on my show as well.
And I look forward to that. This has been so awesome. A lot of great information. Thank you so much once again. And
thank
to you, the audience, thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.